Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer that gives the 5 biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else for your Chelsea transfer news. First off, I'm going to say apologies for yesterday. You can thank Glide UK Internet for their failure to provide a quality service, which meant that you guys did not get your transfer show, because by the time it would have been released, it would have been absolutely redundant. Having said that, I appreciate that today maybe slightly less you're receiving it as well, but that is because your boy here was asking on TalkSport. I was on TalkSport 2 earlier today with Sam Ellard and Harry Simeu. So I strongly recommend you go and check that out if you want half an hour more of listening to my dulcet tones and talking about Chelsea Football Club. But it was a big day today at Stamford Bridge. But before we do get into that, guys, if you are new around here, please make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a 5-star review at the end of the show if you enjoy it. And tell your mum, your dad, your hamster, your dog, if you got a sister, brother, cousin, you know, just let everybody know how great the transfer news is here. And if you're not new around here and you still ain't giving us a 5-star review, guys, come on, work with me here. We need to make this the best pod on the planet about Chelsea for a reason. That's exactly where we need to go. But aside from that, we'll get straight into it and I'll give you your extended cut of the transfer show. So let's dive straight in at the deep end with Chelsea playing Servette tomorrow in the Conference League qualifier at Stamford Bridge. We won't be there, unfortunately. I didn't manage to get myself a ticket. And to be honest, it was one of those situations which I should have dealt with better. But other than that, we're having some big news. Obviously, João Félix was announced as a Chelsea player today, returning to Stamford Bridge. In his announcement video, he was shown with Pedro Neto, to give each other a big cuddle and saying, "Hi, mate, how are you? Good to see you." Yeah, all that good stuff. And he will be wearing the number 14 that was formerly occupied by Trevor Chalobah. Obviously, he is being moved on from Chelsea this summer, but he has come through the door. João Félix, that means Conor Gallagher has left to go to Atletico Madrid, and obviously has released this statement for 18 years at Chelsea. Reece James obviously shared a post saying thank you for being with him in the same group, and they both were the last to get their contracts from that group. So the last man standing, well, kind of standing, is Reece James, and he has said goodbye to Conor Gallagher, who I think it's fair to say is definitely split opinion on Chelsea throughout his time here. I think before last season, a lot of people wouldn't have minded seeing him going, but last year he was such a pivotal figure under Mauricio Pochettino and was such an important player statistically and also culturally. I think that's something which people don't value as much as they could. And I think that Conor Gallagher was somebody who often delivered on that, and he will be missed for that factor. Of course, maybe he wasn't someone who fit the system as well. I completely understand that. Maybe he wasn't everyone's cup of tea in that scenario. But, you know, having a player like that in the squad can never hurt. So, you know, best of luck to him at Atletico Madrid. He's obviously attended his first couple of training sessions, and Cesar Azpilicueta has been guiding him through it. So it's been nice to see him being looked after. It was a nice little touch. And, you know, I hope he absolutely smashes it at Atletico Madrid. Moving on now, though. Napoli are advancing in talks with Chelsea for Romelu Lukaku, and all parties involved expect Lukaku to become a new Napoli player in the next few days. So nothing's really changed there. It's just getting there slowly but surely. Big wages off of the books, and we're going to talk about big wages and squad numbers later on. Don't you worry about it. But that is definitely something which will definitely aid Chelsea. Obviously, Lukaku training away from the first team and has been looking to get his move away from Stamford Bridge. The number 9 left unoccupied. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I hope, with a certain Victor Osimhen on the radar. But no news in regards to that today, so we'll keep you updated with everything that happens with Romelu Lukaku. Not really much else to add to that, as we all know how we feel about Romelu Lukaku here at the Chelsea Echo. Moving on, though, Newcastle have apparently inquired about Axel Disasi. Now, he hasn't played any minutes under Enzo Maresca, clearly a player who maybe lacks the profile, big, burly, physical, but in terms of his ball-playing ability, does leave a lot to be desired. Now, if we see Axel Disasi and Trevor Chalobah leave in the next few days, which I think is incredibly unlikely given how the window is shaking out. We've got 8 days left, really. So it's going to be very interesting to see how these players are moved on and how it operates going into the final days. Chelsea are never quiet in a transfer window, but I think this would be a good move for Axel Disasi. I don't feel that he's really pushed on at Chelsea as many expected him to. I think he's a player who, again, leaves a lot to be desired, hasn't really delivered on a lot of what of the promise that we thought he might show. And I know it's only been one season, but he's someone who I think in terms of the pace of the top level of the Premier League, he might struggle. So if Newcastle want him and they want to see that for themselves, feel free, lads. You can have at it. We'll take the money and we'll run. That's exactly the position I'd be in with that. So let's see what happens and how that shakes out. But obviously, we'll move on to the biggest stories from today, and that is, without doubt, Raheem Sterling. So, obviously, over the weekend, before the Manchester City game, Henry Winter showcased the letter that the representatives of Raheem Sterling put forward to Chelsea, discussing they wanted to understand his situation with the team. That was released just before kickoff. Now, Raheem Sterling had had a conversation with Enzo Maresca on Friday about his place in the team, and Enzo Maresca has revealed that in his press conference today, and he was saying that, look, you might not get the minutes you want. You might want to consider getting a move elsewhere. And that is definitely something that Raheem Sterling should consider if Enzo Maresca doesn't see him as part of this squad. Now, obviously, the big issue we've got here is that Raheem Sterling is on a huge, huge amount of wages. And that is something which is going to need to be considered in any transfer move, because realistically, he is not going to get those unless he goes to Saudi Arabia. And as of right now, as of recording, he has ruled out a move to Saudi and wants to stay in the Premier League. Now, if this is the case, he's definitely going to have to take a cut on his wages. And it's whether or not he'd be willing to do that. He potentially will stay and fight for his place, but he is exploring all his options. Now, if Enzo Maresca has said that he doesn't value him as part of this squad, and given what we heard in the presser earlier today, where he basically said, I don't care how long your contract is, if you don't fit in how you want to do things, you're not going to play. Fair enough. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the style of football that we've employed under Enzo Maresca. I never have been. And that was even before he arrived. I'm just not a big possession football kind of guy. But I like how cutthroat he's been. I like how honest he's been and, quote, brutal, as people have said he is in his media press conferences about players which he doesn't feel suit how he wants to play. Now, Raheem Sterling here has an opportunity to go and find some football. He hasn't delivered at Chelsea to the level that they expected. Obviously, he was brought in as a senior figure, as a player to really help the younger players kick on and showcase his examples. But he hasn't done that. He's failed to deliver on every single occasion. That's a bit harsh. He's failed to deliver on multiple occasions. He's turned up once or twice, but he's not got that main man energy which he was brought in for. So he's probably going to be moved on, which means wage can be put elsewhere, hopefully into a centre forward, because, you know, if Lukaku and Raheem Sterling come off the books, Chelsea have a lot of free money to invest in a certain Victor Osimhen, which I really hope is definitely being considered right now. That's kind of why I want to get this sorted. But at the same time, the counter argument to that is Enzo Maresca said in his presser he has a very particular style of winger he wants. Could you identify what that winger is? I mean, Mikhailo Mudryk, Pedro Neto, João Felix, those are the three players that could be down that left-hand side. They're all very different. I mean, I don't think Mudryk showcased what he's really capable of other than his speed. His decision-making isn't great. Pedro Neto has that proven Premier League pedigree, but is made of glass. And João Felix, well, he can be employed in multiple positions, but so where's he going to go? He might end up being on the left, to be honest, especially if Victor Osimhen does arrive at Chelsea, because it'd be Osimhen and Jackson as your front two options, which I don't think is a terrible one, by the way, lads. Just thought I'd let you know about that. So it'd be interesting to see. So maybe Raheem Sterling might be biding his time here and sort of waiting for his opportunity, because realistically, with 8 days left of the window, Chelsea might struggle to find a buyer and a suitor. Now, I can hear the questions from people that may not be Chelsea fans that are listening are going, well, wasn't he considered a key part of Enzo Maresca's plans? Now, Enzo Maresca has actually come out and addressed this in his presser today, where he was saying, well, he didn't play every game in pre-season. He may have gone on the tour, but he only played one game. You know, you had a young lad start the first game, Mikhailo Mudryk started the second, and then Raheem Sterling started the third. So realistically, he's seen everyone in pre-season, and he feels that Raheem Sterling doesn't fit how he wants to do things. Now, if Chelsea are truly cutthroat in how they want to do things, you'd think that they'll be dealing with that situation. It seems they have, because given how Trevor Chalobah has been treated and having his squad number taken away from him, obviously number 14 being given to João Felix, the number 7 has been given to Pedro Neto, and that was Raheem Sterling's number. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all shakes out. But for me, if I was Raheem Sterling, I would be looking for the move, and I would be taking the pay cut just to make sure that I can get things rolling. But guys, let us know your thoughts about the transfer show and about everything you've heard today on our socials. Obviously, the Chelsea Echo on Twitter and the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. My personal socials are at @Louis_Benaventi on Twitter and at @LouisBenaventi on Instagram. And if you haven't listened to the TalkSport 2 show, please go ahead and do so, because we dive into everything, including Raheem Sterling, Chelsea situation, everything, a lot more. And I really appreciate the lads for getting me on today. So guys, this has been 5 in 5, but the extended edition. I hope you have enjoyed this transfer show with the Chelsea Echo, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.